My next place to go to is Dublin, Ireland. Yes, Dublin is definitely a place where you can go and party, definitely. In Dublin, there are probably up to 9 places where you can go and visit. But I'm just going to show you the places where I visit in Dublin while I was there. In Dublin, they've got the St. Patrick's Church there, which was founded in 1191. And the church spire goes to 225 feet long. So, the best time to have celebrations is St. Patrick's Day, where you will be definitely welcomed and you'll be definitely having the Guinnesses and the Jameson's whiskies. That's the one day where you'll probably a good day to go and visit Dublin. But not necessarily. You can go other days, but you'll probably find more jolly on St. Patrick's Day. So the Guinness factory started in 1759. Every day the Guinness is poured and it's about 4 million Guinnesses, pints, 4 million pints of Guinness is poured. In Dublin there are 600 churches. And there were 900 pubs. Now, when you go to the Guinness factory, you've been shown how to pour a perfect Guinness pint. So it takes 119 seconds to pour a perfect pint of Guinness. Did you know that? Also, did you know the hops which are making the Guinness are made from United Kingdom, Czech Republic, Australia, and New Zealand? Well, I didn't know that. So I enjoyed the Guinness factory tour. It was excellent. I learned a lot of things, what they're doing there, and I learned the technique, how you pour a perfect pint of Guinness. So later, I went to go and visit the Jameson's whiskey tour, and I learnt some today that the whiskey is distilled 3 times. It's to make that extra smooth taste in the Jameson's whiskey. And I learned that the Scottish whiskey was only distilled 2 times, and in America they only distill it 1 time. So you'll probably know the difference between the Jameson's, the Scottish whiskey, and the American. The Jameson's distillery opened in 1780. If you go and visit there, it's worth a visit. I thoroughly enjoyed the whiskey, and I think it's one of the favourite whiskies because it's that smooth. In Grafton Street in Dublin, one of the famous places, you'll probably see a lot of entertainment going on in Grafton Street, from Irish music to Irish tap dancing, and on the streets, it's fantastic. You couldn't ask for more. Also, in Dublin, in the evening, you can go to have a watch a show, Irish dances, and have a dinner as well. And there are plenty of places in Dublin to do that event. Just look around, and some places you can book tickets. If you go to Temple Bar Street in Dublin, you'll find most of the live music is there. Well, I went to have dinner and I watched the Irish dancers, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself one of the evenings. The last place I would go and check out is Dublin Castle, which dates back to 1740. It's got a lot of history to it as well, so it's worth a visit as well. So most of the time in Dublin I was there, I enjoyed the visit, and I would definitely go back again, definitely.